Fantasy Lunchbox. Hey, fantasy fans. Welcome to the Fantasy Lunchbox, your quick rundown for all things fantasy football related. Jumping right into things, Josh Gordon's back in the NFL! Yes, that's right. 2013 NFL superstar Josh Gordon. 3 years ago, he came out of nowhere and destroyed the league, finishing the season with over 1,700 yards and 9 touchdowns. But not only was he the number one fantasy receiver, he did it all in only 14 games. That's right, people. Back today in the NFL is your 2016 number one draft pick, Josh Gordon. Okay, not really, but he did have a really good season. So here's the deal. A couple years ago, Gordon was an absolute fantasy stud. But since then, not so much. In 2014, he was suspended for substance abuse and missed nearly the whole season. He returned for the last 5 games and he did okay, I guess. I mean, not really, but the guy had Hoyer and Johnny Football slinging it to him, and he hadn't played in like a year, so I'll cut him some slack. Enter 2015. Gordon's once again poised to return back to his 2013 form and break every receiving record known to man. Or, you know, he could just be suspended for the whole season. Once again. By my voice, you can probably tell that Gordon's a player I really want to get excited about, but he makes it really hard. Gordon's always had a problem with substance abuse. In college at Baylor, he was let go from the team for doing marijuana, and he's missed nearly 2 full NFL seasons during 2014 and 2015. And those 2 games he missed during 2013, well, they were a suspension also. Coming into 2016, he'll be suspended once again for the first 4 games of the season, and will be on thin ice with the Browns. It's hard to get behind a player when you aren't even sure if they're going to be playing. I mean, Tom Brady has a 4-game suspension, Le'Veon Bell has a 4-game suspension, but those guys, you pretty much rely are going to be there afterwards. I mean, Josh Gordon says he's turned the corner, but it's kind of hard to believe. Every time I hear Gordon still hanging out with Johnny Manziel, my gut wrenches. Just think about how bad of an influence they've been on each other. So much talent's been wasted between the two of them. Hopefully, this last chance is enough to keep him playing FIFA rather than going out clubbing, but it's hard to say. So, let's say that Gordon has done away with drugs and alcohol. What happens to him then? If Gordon really has set aside his old ways, his 2016 outlook is pretty good. He'll still be allowed to practice with the team during his suspension and would, in theory, be game shape ready, good to go for week 5. He has the size, the speed, and even though it seems like forever since he played, he's only 25. The Browns aren't exactly known for their passing game, but this season they've brought in rookie receiver Corey Coleman, along with Gordon's old college quarterback, RG3. It's hard to believe Gordon will return to his 2013 playmaking ability, but he's certainly in the conversation as a wide receiver 3. And he has incredible upside. I'd like to say he could be a wide receiver 1, and is going to win you your championship, but I can't in good conscience believe that. No longer will he be the only target in Cleveland. He'll have to compete with Corey Coleman and Barnage for targets, along with only playing 3/4 of the season. I'll be looking to take Gordon in the 7th round or later in my drafts, but for those of you willing to stomach a little more risk, the upside's there. I'd just rather wait till 2017, but I know if he can stay clean. That's it for today. Until next time, I'm Corey Kasurik, and this is the Fantasy Lunchbox.